proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We began our series on the fear nots of the Bible, where God interacted with people and reassured them of his protection. In a world corrupted by sin, danger might seem to lurk around every corner. Even God's people experience fear in such occasions. But when they become fearful, they have the assurance that God watches over them and will protect them. The Bible contains numerous examples of divine encouragement which God extended to those in need. We look at Hagar in Genesis chapter 21. God told Abraham to cast out Hagar and his son Ishmael, though the act, quote, was grievous in his sight, unquote. Abraham complied. He provided the pair with bread and water and sent them out into the wilderness. And while they wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba, Ishmael cried out because he thirsted. The angel of the Lord spoke to Hagar as she prayed about the matter. He told her, quote, "Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is," unquote. God provided for Hagar and Ishmael, giving them a well filled with water and sustaining their lives. In Genesis chapter 46, God directed Jacob to travel to Egypt and live there. Jacob hesitated to comply. Perhaps he feared that the native population would eventually enslave his descendants, as actually happened. God reassured Jacob, quote, "Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation," unquote. Jacob was reassured. He journeyed to Egypt with his family. God caused the Jewish people to multiply there. The Israelites in the wilderness feared the inhabitants of Canaan, particularly those whom they deemed as giants. As God's spokesman, Moses bolstered their confidence, telling them in Deuteronomy chapter 20, quote, "Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them," unquote. Even after the Israelites settled in the land of promise, God continually bolstered their courage by exhorting them not to fear danger from their enemies. In the 41st chapter of Isaiah, for instance, God proclaimed, quote, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God," unquote. He continued by declaring that, quote, "All they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded," unquote. Jesus Christ gave similar assurances to his followers. For example, in Matthew chapter 10, he warned them, quote, "Fear not them which kill the body, but which are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell," unquote. God's people testified to his power to protect them in time of danger. David affirmed that, quote, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Unquote. Words that he recorded in Psalm 27. In Psalm 34, David further asserted that, quote, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears," unquote. David faced many dangers over the course of his life, but he had no need to fear, so long as he trusted in God for deliverance. As the writer of Proverbs 29 put it, quote, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe," unquote. Countless believers in God have that testimony. They trusted in God during time of danger, and as a result, God provided them refuge. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.